In the headlines, renowned educator, trade unionist Patrick Frost dies. Motorists demand upgrades at the licensing authority in the Pine headquarters. Grade and Seeley Secondary iron their new location as a path to the top. The value of a university degree in Barbados under the spotlight again, and thousands honored on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This is the lunchtime edition of The Latest. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Details up ahead. Tributes continue to pour in for the late Most Honourable Patrick Frost, remembered as a towering figure in education and trade unionism. Frost's influence shaped classrooms across the island, inspired generations of students, and guided key moments in labour negotiations. His leadership and advocacy left a lasting mark on national development. These were but some of the tributes, led by General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Tony Moore, who spoke about the contribution.
When he decided to pour into you, he gave of himself completely, with patience, wisdom, and an unshakable faith in your potential. Patrick was not interested in the limelight, but in many respects, he was the light. He was the force that illuminated the path for us all. The quiet strategist behind some of the greatest victories for workers in Barbados. Always ready, always willing, always seeing the way forward, even when others could not. He was a visionary ahead of his time, and his handprints are etched into the very fabric of the social partnership that Barbados lauds today. Together with Sir Roy Troutman, Patrick shaped the framework that still governs dialogue between labor, government, and the private sector today.
General Secretary of the Barbados Workers' Union, Tony Moore, also paying tribute was President of the Barbados Association of Retired Persons, Marlon Rice Bowen, who said, quote, "Though he never sat on our board or directors, he gave of his time and expertise generously, volunteering on an insurance oversight committee. He was a constant presence at our annual general meetings, where his sharp eye could be counted on to spot even the smallest detail, and where his voice rang clear in raising thoughtful, relevant questions," end quote. Well, drivers say it's time that the Barbados Licensing Authority at the Pine be upgraded to address the recurring backlog of vehicle inspections. For months, motorists have complained of long wait times, and when Starcom Network News visited the facility this morning, the situation remained unchanged. One driver waiting in line suggested that improved facilities would help ease the backlog.
I believe it's about time that MTW, this particular facility, right, the government have enough land across the island, whereas them could actually set up a better facility, have this operation more modernized. The only slip out there saw in the inspection bay that working is the one that was there from the beginning of the time. All the rest that the bike broke down. You understand? Only one left out there. So yes, you gotta be here for a long time to get your vehicle registered. By the end of the day, if you want it, then you gotta come. You understand? But I ain't bashing the ministers or anything like that, right? But the same way how the government could find money to do certain jobs, you know, they could find money to build a better facility.
Another driver said the situation has even affected driving instructors.
Basically, it's the volume, and amount of traffic that come in now to get the vehicles inspected that got the whole yard blocked up. And in doing that, you got the people that are doing driver's tests blocked in, that they can't get the boat on the road in a timely manner.
Drivers speaking with Starcom Network News at the Barbados Licensing Authority at the Pine this morning. Starcom Network has reached out to the authority for a comment. Grade and Seeley Secondary School marked its 50th anniversary with a Founders Day ceremony this morning that reflected on the school's history while planning for its future. Giving remarks at the ceremony, Principal June Sherelle Howard-Gittins told all gathered that while a physical move is significant, the school's legacy is not tied to a single site. Howard Gittins stressed that the accomplishments of past and present students will continue to define Grade and Seeley's identity no matter where they're located.
As we stand on the cusp of a new chapter, preparing for our imminent move to the Ursuline Cohort facility at Kalmarock, we do so with pride and with promise. Some may feel a tug of nostalgia for the Parrot Road location, but let us be clear, the heart of Grade and Seeley is not, nor has it ever been, tied to its location. It lives in the people, in the culture, in the legacy of pride that that has carried us for 50 years. This move is not an ending. It is a new beginning. It is an opportunity to expand, to grow, and to position Graydon Sealy Secondary School as one of the finest institutions of learning in Barbados.
Graydon Sealy Secondary School Principal June Howard Gittins. The Barbados Union of Teachers is holding its stance, arguing that late starts to school repairs will always mean late finishes. With some schools still facing disruptions, a war of words have erupted between the union and the education ministry. The BUT insists its advice on opening dates were ignored, while the ministry says there was adequate dialogue. BUT's first vice president, Julian Pierre, though stressed there's no breakdown in relations and praised the ministry's work at most schools.
I have had direct communication with the director of the Education Technical and Management Unit, and that is an open line of communication between those two representatives of the Ministry of Educational Transformation. They have, and we, the BUT, have publicly complimented them on their work in schools generally during the school year. They did not wait until summer for all of the work. They did some work in the Easter. They did some work after 3 o'clock and on weekends. And we are grateful for that. The members, the students, the parents, everyone is grateful for the work that they would have been doing during the month.
BUT First Vice President Julian Pierre in the Lunchtime Edition. The number of Barbadians with degrees and no employment will continue to rise unless there's an immediate refocus at the University of the West Indies. The concern is coming from Executive Director of the TVET Council, Henderson Eastman, who is urging students to ensure the educational pursuit is balanced between academia and technical subjects. Drawing a linkage to the island's colonial past, Mr. Eastman charged innovation had been stifled deliberately.
We inherited a colonial system where the people, the ruling class, don't want innovators, they wanted workers. So highly trained technical people usually become innovators. But the society didn't want that. So, and it was not available. People went to university with to do a degree. People respect you when they do a degree. But a degree is a supply-driven education. So you'll find people going and doing a degree, and then there's no work. We got that now. We got people with degrees running cash register and things like that. Because it's supply-driven. You just put them out there. But as the economy changes now, the economy changes and the young people change. Young people get a taste of good life in this country. Want care. As they begin to work, they want care. The expectations are great.
Executive Director of the TVET Council, Henderson Eastman. Today marks the anniversary of the September 11th, 2001 terrorist attacks in the United States, when nearly 3,000 people lost their lives in New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania. The tragedy not only changed America, but also had an impact here in the Caribbean. Several Barbadians in the U.S. were directly affected, and the shockwaves were felt across the region, especially in travel, security, and international relations. At this morning's memorial, family members recited some of the names of those lost in the tragedy.
Peter Paul Hashim, Thomas Theodore Haskell Jr.,
Timothy Sean Haskell,
Joseph John Hassan III,
Leonard W. Hatton Jr.,
Terrence S. Hatton,
Michael Helmet Hobb,
Timothy Aaron Haviland,
Donald G. Havlish Jr.,
Anthony Maurice Hawkins,
Noble Hero Hayatsu,
James Edward Hayden.
Family members reciting some of the names of those lost ones at the 9/11 Memorial in Washington this morning. Our top stories. Renowned educator and trade unionist Patrick Frost has died. Motorists demand upgrades at the licensing authority in the Pinehead Quarters. Graydon Sealy Secondary eyeing their new location as a path to the top, but saying it will not change the legacy of the school. The value of a university degree in Barbados under the spotlight again. Teachers Union praises Education Ministry but insists on earlier school repairs. And thousands honored on the anniversary of the 9/11 attacks. This has been the Lunchtime Edition of the latest on Starcom Network. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Barry Wilkinson. Good afternoon.
Don't miss the latest with the Starcom Network news at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.